a tense, violent backdrop to some very difficult to interpret elections in Syria over the past few days. And now everything is once again on the verge of unraveling. Free Syrian Army Chief Riyad al-Assad, a leader of the opposition, is telling a London-based newspaper that, quote, our people are demanding that we defend them, possibly a sign of returning to arms. It's another sign that the tentative peace process initiated by UN Special Envoy Kofi Annan may be crumbling. Joining us now from inside Syria is Laura Lynch, correspondent for PRI's The World. Laura, first of all, what's the situation this morning, the feeling, the sense of unraveling?
I think it would depend on who you talk to around here. I'm in Damascus, and by comparison to other parts of the country, things here are relatively calm. But there are certainly pockets of this country where people would characterize it as being close to a civil war. And I was in one of them yesterday. I was in Homs, and I heard the gunfire. Whereas I was on the edge of a zone inside of Homs called Khalidia, where there still is a lot of fighting between the rebels and the government. And so any hint that there is a ceasefire are in place now is just doesn't mean anything to people who are living there. I also went to Baba Amr, where you may remember there was an intense bombardment back in February and March. And while the bombardment is over, the devastation, it remains so many buildings utterly destroyed without roofs, holes punched in walls. And very few people are back and trying to live in their lives there now. There are a few people who have come back living in homes that are patched up with plywood, trying to live on food aid because it's the only way they can get by. For them, this country has not seen a moment's peace since the uprising began.
So the violence is unabated in places like Homs. But from the perspective of Damascus, which seems like a world away, a planet away, in fact, from the violence, what are people making of this UN-sponsored ceasefire process? Is it just a distraction? Do people view it cynically? Is it relevant at all?
I think that a lot of people here would like to see it work. A lot of people here would want to see their country returning to a peaceful state. And, of course, that certainly goes for people who support the regime. And make no mistake about it, John, there are a lot of people here who still do support President Bashar al-Assad. But even for those here who might oppose the regime, one thing that they were hoping for with this ceasefire and peace plan was that it would create more room for more peaceful protest, which, as you'll remember, is how all of this began. They don't want to see armed conflict, but they want to be able to make their voices heard here. And that's what they were hoping the ceasefire would bring about. People are worried that that just may not happen.
Laura Lynch, finally, what is the sense that there may be places in the country that break off on a semi-permanent basis? Is there a sense in Damascus that the regime, even if it stays in power, can it actually hold all of Syrian territory?
I don't think people are going nearly that far down the road yet, John. You've got to remember that as long as the army, by and large, remains loyal to the president, he still retains a fairly firm grip on this country. So in terms of balkanizing, that may be something to come, but people certainly aren't talking about that yet.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad holding on in Damascus as the situation, again, remaining tense. Laura Lynch, correspondent for PRI's The World, reporting from Damascus. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.